music.
Hello. This is Dick Pertin on the air every morning on Keto from 5 until 9. Goodbye.
Fly the nonstop sound of Keener 13, 9 to noontime daily on The Ted Clark Show. Right, Stella?
You said it!
Hi there, this is Jerry Goodwin, noon to 3 daily on WKNR, the best thing that ever happened to The Bob Green Show.
Let's discuss that later in the Keener commissary, okay, Jer? The Bob Green Show, 3 to 7 p.m. with all the Keener hits, only to be continued on The
Scott Regan Show.
With much more music.
You squeak, hello there. It's me, Rodney the Wonder Rodent. Reminding you to set your watch. It's 10 to 1 now.
Hello, everybody. Jim Jeffries all night long on WKNR.
And Paul Cannon, Saturdays on Keener 13 with nonstop
music. That's our middle name, WKNR. Music. Keener 13.
This is WKNR, Keener 13. No other radio station can make that statement. It's coming tonight on Keener 13. Another WKNR Motown exclusive. This time, Stevie Wonder.
Bye-bye, baby. Yeah!
Stevie Wonder visits the Scott Regan Show.
And remember that I'm crazy about you, and I can't live without you, and everything is all right, uptight and out of sight. Yeah!
Come on, everything is all right.
It's another new Motown hit to be released next week, but you'll hear Stevie sing it for the first time tonight on WKNR.
Keener is all right, uptight and out of sight. Now, bye!
Just one more reason Keener is
WKNR Music, Keener 13.
The arrival. Keener was there.
There's the plane. There it is. American Flyer, it says on the aircraft. This plane will be no further than 10 feet away from those kids. This is unbelievable. I've never yet seen a celebrity of any kind land this close to an audience.
We will be about 10 feet from them as they come out.
There's John Lennon.
There they are. There are the Beatles. The first one in is John Lennon.
Right there waving to the crowd. A nice smile on all their faces.
George Harrison, Paul McCartney, and standing atop the stairway is Ringo Starr.
The Beatles in Detroit, a WKNR exclusive. Interviews backstage with the Fab Four and highlights from the Detroit performances. Monday at 6 and 10 p.m. only on Keener 13.
Oh, yeah, and if anyone else says they talk to the Beatles.
Rubbish.
They've got nothing else to do, them fellas.
It's happened again.
Believe myself. In fact, it's unbelievable.
We have another winner!
Oh, I didn't believe myself. In fact, it's unbelievable. My name is Louis Markowitz of Detroit. I am 75 years old, and I am a great-grandfather. Also, a $208 winner in WKNR Keener Cash Game.
And how do you feel now, Mr. Markowitz?
Shocked.
Deposited in a bank somewhere in the Western Hemisphere, a $1,000 check waits for you in the WKNR Secret City. If you correctly identify the secret city, we'll take you there to cash the check. WKNR will fly you and a companion first class to our secret city for a fun-filled dream weekend of sightseeing and check cashing. Listen starting Friday for clues to help you identify the WKNR secret city.
The concert. Keener was there.
Right now, WKNR's Bob Green about to introduce to this mob here at Olympia Stadium the Beatles. Particularly quiet at the moment, it has not been throughout this afternoon and won't be starting in about 20 seconds from now. A cordon of Detroit's police lining the aisle here to bring the Beatles from their dressing room in back of Olympia Bob attempted to get the crowd started down. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles are at Olympia.
The Beatles in Detroit. A WKNR.
The press conference. Keener was there.
Guys, which artist or musical group do you think has most influenced your music?
Nicky Cuff.
Nicky Cuff, I'd say. An early Elvis Presley.
In fact, the Detroit sound.
When Elvis was
in fact, yes.
Tamla Motown artists are our favorites. The Miracles. The Impressions. Marvin Gaye.
Mary
Wells. The Excitement.
Major Lambs. To name but 80.
The Beatles in Detroit. A WKNR.
Now, get set to write down today's gift in WKNR's 13 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, Keener gives to you stereo brand new.
With built-in AM-FM stereo, you're right on with gift number one, a stereo music center.
Listen to hear what all 13 prizes are when you've written them all down in order on a postcard, mailed to WKNR, 13 Days of Christmas, Box 1300, Detroit, 48231.
The card with the earliest postmark and all 13 prizes written correctly will win. In the event of duplicate cards with the same postmark, a drawing will be made from those cards.
Happy holidays from the new Keener.
WKNR!
Yes.
You're the accountant here?
That's right.
This is WKNR, right?
Right again.
Yeah, well, I've been listening, and you people are saying there are 13 days of Christmas.
Ah, 7 and 6 minus 1. Yes, 13 days of Christmas.
Yeah, well, let me introduce myself. I'm Charlie Frammer of the Internal Revenue Service, and I would like to see your voice.
Listen for another prize coming up this hour.
WKNR.
Get ready, Motor City, as the stars of Motown visit the Scott Regan Show.
Do you have your harmonica?
Yes.
All right. Now, what are you going
to
teach me?
Well, first of all, we got to get the key. See, ah! Let's see that. Say,
W-K-N-R, Keener.
Wonder returns to Keener 13, and you'll be able to call and talk to Stevie tonight at 8. Part of the reason WKNR is
the Detroit Sound. WKNR, Keener 13.
All right, let's hear from the WKNR DJs.
Merry Christmas!
Yeah, and let's hear from the Keener secretaries. Kind of makes you wonder who should really be behind the typewriters, doesn't it?
If there's one thing that makes WKNR the most listened to station in Detroit, it's
the DJs.
No, it's the
contest.
The DJs. No, it's the contest. The DJs.
Well,
okay.
The DJs.
I like the music on a contest.
The listeners.
On Keener 13, we have another winner.
Well, I was just contemplating whether or not to get out of bed this morning, and I heard the license number read over the radio, and I decided it's time to get up.
Hey, we have a third Michigan graduate in orbit. He's Mike Lesavage. In orbit because he just won $187 on the Keener license plate game. Mike, what you going to do with the money?
I'm sure I can find a good use for it. I can pay off my car insurance with it.
What about the rest of it?
I'll put it in the bank.
Why not? Mike's now a banker.
WKNR keeps on flooding the Motor City with Keener credit cards worth $1,000.
You have won $1,000. Catherine Marshall, what are you going to do with all that money?
I think I'm going to faint.
Well, don't do that.
We're up to $4,000, and WKNR is keeping on with more Keener credit card cash. As you hear all the Motor City hits, you could win all the money from the new Motor City turn-on.
WKNR!
They said it couldn't be done. Couldn't be done. Couldn't be done.
Hi, everyone. This is Rudy Ways again. I just won for the second time in the WKNR Lucky Matchbook Game Contest. This time, I won $102. It really pays to listen to Keener 13 WKNR.
Yes, Rudy Ways, it does pay to listen to WKNR. You know, you have won twice. Now take your money, Rudy Ways, and get out.
Hey, can you answer a question for me?
Okay.
You know, WKNR's got a game coming up with the Harlem Globetrotters, you know?
Yeah.
And Captain Jim Tate says we're going to mutilate him, absolutely mutilate him.
What did he say?
Well, he thinks we're going to win anyway. Of course, it won't be easy, you know.
Well, even I know that.
Do you hold out any hope for the Keener Cagers?
Oh, yeah, I guess a little bit.
See the WKNR Keener Cagers meet and mutilate the Harlem Globetrotters at Olympia, 7:30, Sunday, December 27th. WKNR's share of the proceeds will be donated to the Boys Clubs of Metropolitan Detroit. Be there when the Harlem Globetrotters attempt to take on the ferocious Cagers from WKNR.
Music and memories of Detroit in the summer with WKNR Summer Reruns.
Summertime.
It's the greatest. I know. And I love to just think back and remember all the great songs of the past few summers, you know.
Some songs remind me of sad times, though.
They do, like what?
Well, like Let's Twist Again.
Now, listen. Here's the WKNR summer rerun for this hour. No time to...
Do you look like Swinging Sweeney?
Robert Seymour.
Jerry Goodwin.
Gary Stevens.
Bobby Green.
Bill Phillips.
Then send us your photo and tell us which one of the Keener DJs you look like.
Each of the Key Men of Music will select their look-alike and award a Zenith transistor radio.
Send us your photo and tell us which one of the Keener DJs you look like.
Send your photo to Look-Alike Contest, Box 1300, Detroit 31.
Photos are not returnable.
Contest ends midnight, March 10th.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, look what we have here. Senor Wentz. Listen, senor, do you know who radio's first ventriloquist was?
Oh, excuse me, I don't know.
Oh.
Very sorry. Excuse me 1 second, please.
You're going to get Johnny. I see you're Johnny, aren't you?
Yes.
Listen, do you know the answer to our question?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, I thought maybe you would. Yes, I know. It's written down here for me. Wait a minute. That's Pedro. Pedro, do you know the answer?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, you don't have to be so grouchy.
Sorry.
That's all right. Listen, I think maybe you all ought to listen to the Ted Clark and Jerry Goodwin shows every day on Keener 13 and find out.
That's
huh?
a good idea.
Good idea. Thank you.
This is Keener 13, where 699 lucky winners will see the Beatles' Hard Day's Night on us.
It's another misfortune.
All right, so 700 tickets. Can't even keep a lousy ticket for myself.
I don't know what the thing's coming to these days.
Inspector Keene again. I understand you got a complaint about the J. Michael Wilson show. You heard it last night, is that right?
It was terrible.
I see. Well, could you tell me exactly what it was?
Who are you?
I'm Inspector Keene, and I've had several complaints about the J. Michael Wilson show and that mouse of his.
Mm-hmm.
This must be your son here, is that right?
Yeah.
Exactly what's your complaint now about the Wilson show?
It was terrible.
I know, you've told me that already. Say, Wilson, come in here, please.
Yes, sir.
I just want to talk to you about your show. You're on the air from 10 until 1, is that right?
It's about the size of it.
I don't know what the complaints are exactly, but I want you to get yourself shaped up, okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
Good. I heard the J. Michael Wilson show the other night myself. It was terrible.
It's only words.
Listen, WKNR is offering $1,000 cash for the best set of lyrics that can be set to music. In cooperation with Motown Record Corporation, the words you write can be set to music, published, performed, and recorded by a top-name Motown artist, such as Edwin Starr, Rare Earth, Marvin Gaye, Gladys Knight, Stevie Wonder, or the Marvelettes. It depends on the words you write. Complete information next hour on WKNR. You could be the next Keener.
And I will try to do this justice. Another entry in our WKNR Words Contest. This comes to me from Valerie J. Rust of 4540 Spring Wells Apartment 16, Detroit, Michigan. I'm ready if you are. Here we go. There's a lot of loving that dwells here deep inside me. There's an urgent need for you, just you. I want your love so badly. I would take it gladly. I want to feel your touch. Oh, baby, I want you so much. But when you're alone with me, you don't seem to need me the way I need you. Yes, I do need you.
Those words could win you $1,000. Be set to music, published, performed, and recorded by a top Motown artist. Mail entries now to WKNR Word, Box 1300, Detroit 31. Words from WKNR.
You'll remember this.
Those words could win you $1,000. Be set to music, published, performed, and recorded by a top Motown artist. Mail. That's right. Judy Hassett of Riverview is the winner in the WKNR Words Contest.
That was October. Now, here is the complete song. Lyrics by Judy Hassett. Music by Motown. Stevie Wonder singing, I've Got to Find Him.
Honey, I'm sorry that I had to go, but there's something about me that you didn't know. When I was young, I fathered a son. Now he's got himself in trouble, and now he's alone.
These are the sounds and voices of a year, as WKNR News presents an electronic diary. 1967, a year marked by rioting, by a continuing war and growing protest, by a rise in crime and cost, and by tragedy and triumph. As with all years, there was good and bad. We shall recall both. A summer Sunday for most is one of the good things in life. It's a day for picnics, swimming, golf, a drive in the country, a day with friends and family. July 23rd was a Sunday. In Detroit, it was typical, hot and bright. The Detroit Tigers were only two games out of first place. At the stadium, they played a twin bill with the Yankees. 34,000 watched the games. It's doubtful any remember the day at the ballpark. July 23rd was the day the riot started. 1 week earlier, 25 persons had died when rioting hit.
Pardon me, sir. I wanted to ask you about this truck over here.
It's remarkable.
Uh-huh.
The little light bulbs flash on and off.
Uh-oh.
And top along in little rows there. Uh-huh. And spell out the news headlines.
Wow.
It's really quite amazing.
It certainly is. Is this the WKNR headline telecruiser that I've been hearing about? The one that drives all over Detroit flashing the news headlines?
That's right. That's the baby.
Wow.
$35,000 worth of circuits and switchery. I mean switches and circuitry. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
It's a fine vehicle, all right.
Uh-huh.
One of the first of its kind.
Yeah, I'll say. That's nice, all right. But say, how come you talk that way?
Because I've got my finger stuck in the socket.
I thought I noticed headlines in your eyes.
Don't get smart.
This is WKNR's Million Dollar Weekend.
Stay tuned this whole 4th of July weekend. And remember,
every other record is a Keener classic.
On WKNR.
In 1966, Detroit led the nation in collections for the St. Jude Research Hospital. We're looking to do it again this year.
Talking to Beth Balock, who's a chairman. You've taken on quite a job as a chairman. What made you decide to take on all this work for LSAC?
Well, last special? Year I was co-chairman. My girlfriend was chairman.
Mm-hmm.
So I took her place this year.
Mm-hmm. We can go back to last year then. What made you become a co-chairman last year?
I guess I just wanted to help people.
Keener 13 wants you to be part of the Teen March. This is Bob Green asking you to call LSAC now, 849-1860.
Now, WKNR presents another Top 10 Motor City Music Entry.
Here is entry number two, 18-year-old Danny Mullins of St. John's and Wyandotte. Sounds like the album cut, but no, it's recorded live at the WKNR studios.
Let me tell you the story of a soldier named Dan. Went out to fight the good fight in South Vietnam.
Hi, this is Dick Burton, hoping you'll have a keener new year.
Hi, Ted Clark, hoping that 1966 will be a keener year than last year.
Hi there, a very, very happy holiday season to you and yours from Jerry Goodwin.
Hi, this is Bob Green. Another year, another keener year-end music guide, another wrinkle, another gray hair. What the hell are we so happy about?
Hi, Scott Regan here.
May the holiday season bring you an abundance of the treasured gifts of life, health, happiness, and enduring friendships.
Howdy!
J. Michael Wilson here on behalf of Rodney Roden and myself. We'd like to take this opportunity to wish you a very happy new year.
Hello there, this is Paul Cannon. We'd like to wish everyone everywhere a very prosperous and happy Keener New Year.
WKNR makes the weekend sing.
Oh, how can I win? I don't know a pin from a horseshoe.
Well, lady, you'll win because the key man will bowl for you. We'll roll you a ball that could win you some cash, or a watch that won't clash with your cocktail dress or shopping basket.
Oh, yes, I see it's easy to win on Keener 1-3.
Take it from Keener 13, men. Wives can be beautiful.
Now, Mrs. Mattis was overheard saying to Mr. Mattis,
"Call this number right away." They called our license number on the air, and I said, "What are you talking about?" I've never seen her so excited since we've been married.
See what I mean? Another lucky license winner on Keener 13.
This is Richard E. Mattis, and I am the winner of $139 in Keener's Lucky License.
Oh, wives can be beautiful.
I've never seen her so excited since we've been married.
The Detroit Sound, WKNR, Keener 13.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The upper deck of the Rooster Tail is proud to present the world's number one female recording group from Detroit, the Supremes!
In my heart.
The sets are bare, and the lot is quiet. But the director's command for lights, camera, action will soon mark a return to the production set.
He's got a bomb!
Stay tuned to WKNR. Your favorite screen stars in their greatest roles can pave your way to Hollywood riches on WKNR's Golden Award Movie.
I don't believe it, not really. This is you again, isn't it, operator?
That's right.
Hello. How you doing out there at Western Union?
Oh, boy, where
you having an exciting night tonight?
Yeah, so many birthdays and anniversaries.
And we have another singing telegram from all the way left over from this afternoon. We haven't even mentioned it. Who is this one from?
This comes from Livonia, Michigan.
I see.
And it is from the Beatle Lovers of America, especially Nora Larkin, Martha Larkin, and Karen Nersavage.
Go ahead.
And the message reads, happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, Station WKNR.
Yes, that's good.
Happy anniversary to you.
WKNR Contact News. Headlines at 15.
Off-duty Detroit policeman, 41-year-old Ralph Scudder, shot and killed today at the home of his divorced wife. Homicide detectives holding 40-year-old Jarrett Parker in that shooting.
We got our name 4 years ago, Supremes. But before then, we were the Primettes. And our formula of the group was very simple. This is Diane speaking now. Because most groups all start the same way, in the neighborhood, in the church choir, or just singing on the street, just singing, really. We lived in the Brewster Douglas Projects, and that's close to Brewster Center. But it's been 8 years now. It'll be 8 years in February. So.
How did you arrive at the name?
How did we arrive at the name Supreme?
Yeah, how did you come up with that particular name?
Well, I can blame that on Florence.
Well, blaming for what? You ought to be glad. No. We had to change our name from Primette to something. So this girl, Janie Bradford, gave me a piece of paper with 10 names on it. And I picked Supremes because I thought it was different and more supreme.
Of course, at first I didn't like it because I thought it sounded like more of a boy's name. But now I don't think I would have liked anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And the other words were like Etz, you know, the prime Etz, the so-and-so Etz, the dance Etz, or, you know, something like
that. Supremes is a terrific name.
Yeah.
Very, very good name.
I like it now quite a bit.
And Florence said, was speaking about our first big record was
When the Love Light Shines Through His Eyes.
On Keener Radio. Wee Sweeney!
5 winners?
5 winners.
5 winners?
5 winners of $113.
Decorate the wishbone, your Thanksgiving turkey. The 5 most original ones each win $113 cash from Keener. Send to WKNR, Box 1300, Detroit 31.
All entries must be received by November 30th.
Hi there, Lucky License fans. This is J. Michael Wilson, and with me is Glenn Davis, recent winner of $238 on the Keener Lucky License Fun Game. Tell us, Glenn, what were you doing when you won the money?
What is it going to be over the radio?
Yeah, it'll be over the radio, Glenn. Tell me, what were you doing when you won the money?
Putting on a couch eating.
I see. Well, $238 is a lot of money, Glenn. What are you going to do with that $238, Glenn?
What is it going to be over the radio?
I hope so, if we ever get it done. Glenn, what are you going to do with all that money?
I don't know for sure yet.
I see. Well, listen, Glenn, if you'd just be so kind as to read this little thing we have typed up here.
I'll be on the radio then.
Yeah, if you'll just read it, Glenn.
What time?
Just read it right now, Glenn.
Hi, this is Glenn Davis of Wayne, Michigan. Happy to announce I'm $238 richer on account of Keener Lucky License.
Okay, that's fine, Glenn, and may you and your $238 live happily ever after. And
I'll be on the radio then.
Yeah, I'm afraid you will.
Contest, we're gonna have a contest on Keener 13.
We call it Big Summer, remember Big Summer. You can be a winner on Keener 13.
You can win fantastic prizes.
Thermos kits.
Picnic chests.
Croquet sets.
Outdoor rocking chairs.
Fishing kits.
Florida oranges.
Barbecue grill and tools and many, many more.
Just send a postcard to Think Summer, WKNR, Box 1300, Detroit.
The contest begins January the 25th.
You can be a winner on Keener 13.
Listen's purtin' on Keener 13, early in the morning, and you know what I mean. Listen's purtin' on Keener 13, started off early in the morning. He starts up with a fun and song, and he tells a joke before too long. Kinda early for Dickie P, and kinda funny for you and me.
Could you tell me something about George's childhood?
I prefer not to, because I figure that, you know, he's been so delved into since he grew up that he should at least have his childhood to himself.
That's a very good answer.
What does your husband think of the Beatles?
Oh, he thinks they're wonderful. Well, he said, you know, that if he was a brother-in-law of some of the other groups, he wouldn't like to admit it.
Okay, and it's David Weisberg again.
Has Ringo ever got his appendix out?
Yes, years ago. I think he was 5 years old.
After he got his appendix out, did he get his drums?
Any correlation there between...
I think he was round about 14 when his mom bought him some drums.
You mean as a little gift for getting his appendix out?
Attention, Detroit. Be on the lookout for these men. Swingin' Sweeney, Robin Seymour, Jerry Goodwin, Gary Stevens, Bobby Green, Bill Phillips. These men are wanted by 7 other Detroit radio stations. It could never happen to you.
Oh, I can't imagine. That's the first time I ever won anything, you know? I just never dreamed I'd win it.
Yes, we have another winner in the Keener Cash Game.
This is Mary Meridian, and I live at 2410 Grindley Park. I have a check for $479 from WKNR's Keener Cash Game.
But it could never happen to you.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Here's a wish from all the Keener Key Men of Music.
Hi, this is Dick Burton.
And Ted Clark.
Hello there, this is Jerry Goodwin.
Hi, this is Bob Green.
Hi, this is Scott Regan.
Howdy, J. Michael Wilson.
Hello, Steve Robbins.
Dave Forster.
Hi there, this is Bob Harper.
And our wish for you, may 1968 be the year all your dreams come true. From all the guys at Keener 13.
Happy New Year!